From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a suicide bombing occurs shortly after an appearance by Nigeria's president. A suicide bomber detonated her explosives outside a stadium in the northern town of Gombe Monday, shortly after Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan left a campaign rally there. The bomber was the only fatality. Nearly 20 others were wounded. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility, but suspicion has fallen on Boko Haram militants who have attacked the area several times. Sunday, a suicide attack in the town killed five. Violence is on the rise as Nigeria's February 14th national elections approach. Mr. Jonathan's chief rival, former General Muhammadu Buhari, told campaign supporters in Yola that he will improve security if he's elected. Meanwhile, workers collected bodies in the Borno state capital Maiduguri Monday, a day after the army repelled an attempt by Boko Haram to attack the city. The military is claiming progress against the Islamist insurgency, retaking Gamboro and four other towns in a joint offensive involving vigilantes and forces from Chad and Cameroon. The U.S. says it hasn't made a decision whether to provide Ukraine with lethal military aid in the fight against Russian-backed separatists. U.S. spokesperson Jen Psaki said no options have been taken off the table, and ongoing debate continues in the Obama administration.
So I'm not going to go into details of internal policy discussions, but we do continue to assess how to best support Ukraine. Our focus does remain on pursuing a solution through diplomatic means, and we are always evaluating other options that will help create space for a negotiated solution to the crisis.
Fighting rages in the self-declared separatist regions of Donetsk and Luhansk since peace talks in Belarus between Ukraine's government and separatists collapsed on Saturday. This is VOA News. Yemeni tribal and security officials say a U.S. drone strike Monday killed at least four suspected al-Qaeda insurgents, the third American drone attack in a week. Washington has launched such strikes, mostly from drones against militants in Yemen, since 2009. Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gresta says he was relieved to be freed from an Egyptian prison, but feels incredible angst about leaving two colleagues behind in jail. Speaking in Cyprus Monday, Gresta said his release is a massive step forward for Egypt, and he hopes the country will keep going down this path with colleagues Bahar Mohamed and Mohamed Fahmy.
Now, you spend 400 days in such close proximity with people, and you really get to know them very, very well. So it was a very difficult moment walking out of that prison, saying goodbye to those guys, not knowing how much longer they will have to put up with this.
Egypt deported Gresta on Sunday. He was serving a 7-year prison term for allegedly aiding the banned Muslim Brotherhood. Fahmy could be deported within days to Canada, but there's been no word on the fate of Mohammed, who was given a 10-year term. An Egyptian court has sentenced nearly 200 supporters of Muslim Brotherhood to death on charges of killing several policemen following the 2013 ouster of President Mohamed Morsi. U.S. spokesperson Psaki acknowledged Egypt's responsibility is to bring justice to those accused.
However, the United States is deeply concerned by the decision of an Egyptian court to uphold 183 mass death sentences. It simply seems impossible that a fair review of evidence and testimony could be achieved through mass trials. We continue to call on the government of Egypt to ensure due process for the accused on the merits of individual cases for all Egyptians and discontinue the practice of mass trials.
Since Mr. Morsi's overthrow, the government has jailed tens of thousands of Muslim Brotherhood members and supporters. Hundreds have been killed in violence that often breaks out during protests. Cuba has published the first photographs of former President Fidel Castro since last August. They show the 88-year-old Castro speaking with a student leader at his home. Fidel Castro relinquished power in 2006 to his younger brother Raul because of poor health, and has made infrequent public appearances and statements over the years. His last public appearance was more than a year ago. President Obama sent Congress Monday a $4 trillion proposed fiscal 2016 spending blueprint that calls for higher taxes on the wealthiest Americans, an end to mandated spending cuts, and even more money to help the country's middle class. With an eye toward the expanding national debt, Republicans who control both houses of Congress generally oppose new spending. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.